This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian relentlessly battered Grand Bahama Island on Tuesday, even as the powerful storm begins to edge closer to the mainland United States. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports on the storm damage.
Hurricane Dorian has left a deadly mark on the Bahamas. Several people were reported killed after the storm slammed the islands Monday and floods left streets underwater. The U.S. Coast Guard transferred several critically injured people to a hospital in the capital, Nassau. The deaths were focused in the northern Abaco Islands, according to Prime Minister Hubert Minnis. He said late Monday the storm's rampage was a historic tragedy.
The initial reports from Abaco is that the devastation is unprecedented and extensive.
The Red Cross and Red Crescent say as many as 13,000 homes in the Bahamas may have been destroyed or severely damaged.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Dorian is now moving toward the U.S. state of Florida at a rate of about 4 kilometers per hour. United Kingdom lawmakers have voted to take control of parliamentary business. That's another step toward regaining control of the Brexit process from Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his government. Tuesday's vote would, in theory, allow Parliament to push through legislation that could block government efforts to withdraw the U.K. from the European Union without a deal on October 31st. Government ministers had acknowledged ahead of the vote that it would test the Parliament's confidence in Johnson's relatively new government and also might precipitate fresh elections. Another vote will now be held as early as Wednesday on the legislation. If passed, it would pressure the Prime Minister to request another extension to the United Kingdom's departure date that would push it to January 31st, 2020. More on these and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has denied that she discussed resigning with Chinese officials amid growing pro-democracy protests, despite having been heard in a leaked audio recording saying she would step down if she had a choice.
For a chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit.
But Lam told reporters Tuesday she had not even contemplated discussing a resignation with Chinese leaders. Nevertheless, many Hong Kong residents said the recording confirmed what political scientists and protesters have long believed, that despite Hong Kong's separate constitution, Beijing runs the city. Pope Francis is making a historic visit to Mozambique this week to start a three-nation Africa tour. VOA's Anita Powell has a preview from Maputo.
Mozambique's seaside capital is buzzing ahead of a historic papal visit. Maputo's soaring white cathedral is eagerly preparing for Pope Francis's visit, the first since Pope John Paul II arrived in 1988, while Mozambique was in the throes of a brutal civil war. Leaders signed a new peace agreement earlier this year, and parish priest Giorgio Ferretti says that this visit, too, is historic.
Now the visit of Pope Francis is coming after the last agreement of peace, so it's a kind of a blessing for all this period of talk.
Although about one quarter of Mozambicans are Roman Catholic, those who are not of the faith say they'll also be paying attention. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
This is the pontiff's second trip to sub-Saharan Africa. He first visited in 2015, going to Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. The United States has imposed its first ever sanctions against Iran's space agency, accusing it of disguising a missile program. The new sanctions affect the Iran Space Agency, the Iran Space Research Center, and the Aeronautics Research Institute. Any assets these entities have in the United States are blocked, and U.S. citizens are barred from doing business with them. Iran says its space program is aimed at building rockets to launch telecommunications satellites. It's fired two such satellites into orbit since 2013. And rescue workers said Tuesday they have recovered the bodies of 20 people killed in a fire on a dive boat off the coast of Southern California. They're still looking for 14 more people who are missing and feared dead. Divers in water 20 meters deep have reportedly spotted 4 to 6 more victims in the submerged remains of the boat. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
And broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.